David Sevier inspects a once majestic 60-year-old tree on West Mill Road.
Let's see if there's a one that's really, really has a characteristic shape.
The forestry manager spots a minuscule yet distinctive D-shaped hole. That's where a mature ash borer emerged from the tree. During its larval stage, it made its home beneath the bark and ate away at critical tissue.
And as they grow, they feed on the wood, and it creates these serpentine galleries. And so the effect of that is that it disrupts that the plumbing system, if you will, of the tree. So the tree can no longer pick up water from the soil and move it to the leaves where it's needed.
Sevier estimates the beetles have been slowly starving this and neighboring ashes for several years.
They feed and they grow and develop in the tree, then they emerge as adults and mate and then lay eggs in other ash trees, and the cycle continues.
A colleague spotted the ravaged trees late last week. Sevier says just a year ago, these trees looked healthy.
That's pretty typical with this pest. It's very elusive, very difficult to detect, and it's not until the tree expresses symptoms that you can really discover it.
Not all that long ago, emerald ash borer wasn't even part of Sevier's urban forestry vocabulary. That changed in 2002, when its first infestation hit the other side of Lake Michigan, in Detroit. Sevier stopped planting ash trees in 2006. 2 years later, his department carried out an urban tree canopy assessment.
We knew we had 33,000 ash street trees that were ours to manage.
Crews started injecting chemicals into most of the city's ashes, the healthiest and most established ones. Sevier says the treatment regime works like a charm.
Well, we didn't have any idea how many trees in our city were at risk. And that study found that we had about 587,000 ash trees at risk in our city.
A grant allowed Sevier to supplement that basic data with aerial photography. Aircraft charted every ash in the cityscape. Then the city dispatched college interns, armed with maps and brochures, to knock on doors.
And they identified 9,600 properties, households, that had ash trees on their property. We reached about 34% of the property owners, caught them at home, informed them that they had an ash and that emerald ash borer was a problem and was coming and they needed to prepare for it. And the others, we left information at the door. So we have done, we think, what we can to help not only the city prepare, but to help our residents prepare.
Now that the emerald ash borer has surfaced in this northwest side neighborhood, Sevier hopes a visual tool just down the street delivers the time is running out message.
There's a block of ash street trees that have been protected by chemical treatment that we've injected that are looking perfectly fine. In spite of the drought, they look green, they're healthy. And so this demonstrates that the treatment does work and that there are options other than removal and replacement to citizens, but they need to act now.
All Sevier can do when it comes to trees in people's yards is offer seasoned advice. As for the city's trees, for now, treating them chemically makes financial sense.
Our cost to inject with city personnel is about $70 per tree. And the cost to remove and replace that same tree is around $750.
Sevier says by warding off a massive ash borer infestation, the city can hold on to its canopy that provides not only shade, but improves air quality by capturing carbon, not to mention slows down stormwater runoff. The forester says his choices are dwindling when it comes time to replace ash.
Unfortunately, the palette of species that we have that will tolerate urban conditions, you know, the compacted soils, the heat loading, the inhospitable conditions to grow trees. Those that will tolerate that is a pretty small list. And so by losing ash, and just like we lost American elm, we're losing the ability to diversify and protect the city against future invasives or future diseases.
Sevier's forestry team is trying a new strategy, planting a variety of species instead of lining entire blocks with a single type of tree.
Our goal is to have no less than 4 species in each block.
So when the next pest arrives on the scene, it won't wipe out an entire block. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.